Exactly what would you say if someone told you, you don't have a choice to listen to this little broadcast coming up? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Relax, you do have a choice. But Alec, we really don't like it when someone threatens to take away our freedom. And you suggest that this follows from atheism.
John, one of the troubling outcomes of atheism is determinism, which means every human action and inaction is determined. Only two things decide who you are and what you do on this worldview: nature and nurture, your genes and your environment. A human being is merely a complex physical machine. A series of inputs triggers a series of outputs. You don't choose to do anything. You do what you are programmed to do. I had the opportunity to ask a group of atheists, how do you handle the fact that, according to your worldview, there is no free will? One young man shrugged his shoulders, said it wasn't a problem. The others jumped in and they disagreed with him. They started arguing amongst themselves.
Interesting. So what do you do if atheists are unwilling to give up on free will, even if they can't explain it?
Well, it's no surprise, John. Most people don't want to collapse into determinism, since this contradicts basic human experience. But the trouble is, there's nowhere else to go. Free will becomes an illusion or an anomaly. It just squirts into existence from somewhere. But at that point, we can share how the Bible helps us make sense of human freedom. In the beginning, God created human beings with freedom. It's part of our makeup. Now, we're influenced by nature and nurture, but these things don't determine our actions. The Christian worldview is a better way to make sense of it all.
Thanks, Alec. Three questions in 3 minutes that could change your life. That's Alec's Gospel Tract. Get it at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.